NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. I'm Tim Coles, and each and every week we're joined by the head coach and general manager of the Green Bay Gamblers, Pat Mikic. And coach, good to have you back once again, and can't say this enough, congratulations on the 3-0 start.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. It was a good weekend for us. You know, you want to play well in your own building and to take care of business on Thursday night. We knew we'd get a good pushback from Youngstown on Saturday. They're going to come out and try to get that split on the road, and they came out hard, got that lead. But credit to our guys for responding and taking over that game.
And how big is it for you, especially when you're working with younger players like you are? You have kids as young as high school. Some are, Could it be, early college freshmen and sophomores and things like that, to be able to have that ability to be down a few goals and still have that mental fortitude to say, you know what, we're not out of this. There's still plenty of time on the clock. Let's go put some pucks in the back of the net.
Well, I think that's a credit to our leadership. They stuck with it, and they weren't getting down, and they knew they needed to be better. And we had a slow start Saturday with a couple missed defensive assignments, and credit to Youngstown for playing so hard and forcing us into those mistakes. But I think the group knew that they needed to clean some things up. And I remember after the first period when I walked into the locker room, I said, I assume you guys have already talked about all the negatives, so let's talk about the positives here. And then we kind of went from there.
And you bring up another good point there. You have that strong leadership core that you don't necessarily have to go in and play bad cop right when you walk in at the end of a period. You know that the guys are already thinking about that. In some cases, it sounds like are already addressing it.
Yeah, even coming off the ice, I mean, we give them about the first 7-8 minutes in the locker room by themselves and, just to get their bodies recovered. And then we go in and talk about things that we could do and what we want to improve on. And walking off the ice, I could hear the guys just talking about needing to be better. We need to be prepared for the start of the next period. And so I knew that was taking place. So it was, we were able to walk in and talk about how we wanted to be a little quicker in transition and spend a little more time with the puck.
And coming into the season, one of the things that you really discussed a lot on was how talented of a group of forwards you have, just their ability to create and be able to score and be able to help others score as well. Your last two game winners come from your defenseman, Mason Lori. And what does that do in terms of maybe teams trying to plan against when they know that, yeah, you have a talented group of forwards, but, some of the players that might crash from the blue line are also just as dangerous?
Well, we knew with Mason, I mean, he was going to be that offensive guy for us on the backside. He plays a lot of the game like a forward. He's looking to be part of every rush whenever he has that opportunity. And that's why he had the numbers he had last year. And so he's that one guy back there that we kind of expected from the start. But it's good to see some of our younger defensemen now learn from Mason and recognize when they want to join and when they want to become part of that rush. And so we knew we had that group of forwards. Getting a little bit of a bump from some of our younger defensemen now is going to be crucial.
Mason Lori, obviously the top scoring defenseman in this early part of the USHL season. Jackson Coons, one of the leading scorers among forwards as well. And what can you say about your offense right now that, once again, yeah, they've had to play behind, but it sounds like they have the confidence that if they want to put a goal in, that they know how to do it.
Well, and that's a sign of our depth. I mean, right now we're still tinkering with lines a little bit, just trying to find the right combinations, but it's a good problem to have when we have that group up there. I mean, Jake Schmaltz's line has been playing excellent. We made one little change off of their line, added a little bit more of a physical presence to Jesse Tucker's line. And all of a sudden you could see, the both those lines kind of going on Saturday, which was great to see. And we've got some depth scoring already this year too. We've gotten those first year with Spitznagel and contributing on Grundy's line. So it's a good start to where our depth is at. And the nice thing is we know we got, two more forwards coming off the IR here shortly. Braden Stannard, who had shoulder surgery or not surgery, but repairs done at the end of the summer, is going to be cleared here soon. And Alex Nordstrom will be joining us as well.
And when you're tinkering with some of these lines, what are some of the things that you're looking for?
I think it's balance. Certain types of players usually click with each other just based off of, hey, this guy's a big shooter, while this guy likes to be a passer. So you're looking for chemistry, things that work together, but you need to have balance. A lot of times you need to add a little bit of a grit to a line or some speed to a line or something that is going to help balance out, you know, where the other player's strengths are at.
And we're joined once again by head coach and general manager of the Green Bay Gamblers, Pat Mikisch. And coming up this week will be your first road test, if you will. You've been playing at the Rent Center the first three games of the year. You had that opportunity earlier in the preseason to go on a road trip. That obviously got called off. So this will be the first time that under new protocols, you'll be hitting the road. You'll be playing at the Chicago Steel. And what will a road trip look like for the Green Bay Gamblers this year?
Yeah, it's going to have a different COVID look to it as far as, you know, temperature checks and how we eat on the road. Traditionally, we would go into a restaurant and eat our pregame meal, and we'll be doing that just picking up and actually eating it on the bus. And so just, you know, trying to limit contacts outside of our group. And so we'll, Chicago is a day trip for us. So we're down, we'll leave right around noon, get down, have our meal on the way, play the game, and then have another meal on the way back, knowing that we're playing Saturday night back here against that same Chicago team. So with it being a day trip, it's a little bit simpler. I think once we start getting the hotels and those type of things, that's when it's going to get, you know, a little bit different, having the guys really recognize how within that hotel we have to stay really confined and within our own group.
And among, you know, pro and college teams that have played in front of empty stands, you'll be in that situation when you travel to, I believe, the Steel actually play in, do they play in Bentonville or Geneva?
In Geneva.
In Geneva. Yeah. You won't be playing in front of fans. How easy is it with your players right now to kind of bring their own juice, if you will, and be able to still perform at that high level, even though, unlike these last three games at the Rest Center, they won't have the crowd behind them at all. There won't be anybody.
It'll be different. And it'll be, you know, on those players to make sure they're prepared that, you know, we're not looking around and recognizing there's nobody in the stands. Let's just worry about the game that's in front of us. And obviously Chicago's an extremely talented team. So we don't want to be asleep, you know, to start that game. We want to just make sure that we're focused on what's happening right there in front of us and nothing around us.
And I took a quick look at the standings, and correct me if I may have read this long. One game played on the year, and that was a 10-8 game?
Yeah, Saturday night, they had a football score going on in between Muskegon and Chicago. And that's, both those teams are extremely talented. We saw Muskegon here, and like I said, that forward group is very talented as well, similar to ours. And you're going to see some of those games in our division this year. I just think that the balance up front is deep. Chicago and Muskegon both love to play an offensive style of game. And talking to Coach Peterson, he was already going through what Chicago's power play looked like. And he's like, they're just scoring immediately. So it's hard to even see what their setup is right now. So we have to do some good preparation for that. And I think ultimately what we like to be is that balanced team and use play on both sides of the puck. And if we can slow them down, I know we'll be getting our offensive chances against them.
And if they score that fast, do you feel confident with your team to be in that type of a track meet type of game?
Well, that's what we have, the team that can do that. I think we'd probably be more of a get in their way type of team than they might have faced with Muskegon. You know, which I thought we did a nice job against Muskegon of kind of slowing down their top guys and knowing that we were still going to get our offensive chances. So I think we're not going to look to race up and down and score 10 goals, but if they want to open things up for us to do that, then we'll play that way. But ultimately we have to be responsible without the puck.
And obviously one of those players that will be contested against this Chicago Steel team that's been able to score a lot of goals already is your goalie, Matt Davis, three goals against average in the three games. And the schedule has allowed him to, you know, get some time off in between these games and stuff like that. We'll see more of your other goalie and see more of a rotation here as the games start to kind of pile up.
Yeah, we're going to have to. I mean, right now that schedule, like you said, has been great just to let Matt play. And we'll have to even look at this weekend and, you know, with the travel involved in the game and see what's best for us as a group, you know, that way. And then the following week, we're right into a Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. So, you know, both the other goalies that are in town besides Matty have, you know, had great practice habits. They've been working through it. They know that Matt's that number one and he's going to be given that opportunity. And obviously he's done a great job with the net so far.
And when you look at that 3-0 record, it's easy to fall in love with your own team. But what are those things that when you're looking at film, you know, you go out to the rink, you know, in the afternoon when you guys go to practice and you go, we got to hit this hard because I haven't liked what I've been seeing?
Well, I think, you know, we did based off of opponent, like we know with Chicago, they're going to really try to spread us out and put us into more of a man-on-man defense. So we'll train that some this week. We have preseason video from when we played Chicago. We have video from last year when we played them. So we'll be able to work on some of our habits that way without the puck. But the thing that we're still working on is trying to be a little bit quicker in transition. Our forward group is as strong as anybody in the league, and we have the ability to even take another tick. I think our offensive zone play has been great, but I'd like to see that transition, finding ways to get our defense involved. And we call it the fourth player. Like we know we're going to have three players going, but if you get a fourth guy involved, it's really tough to defend.
And as always, we open it up, and we actually got this question from somebody else here on our staff. Shelly from Sturgeon Bay wants to know, what do you guys eat on the road? Especially, you'll get that first opportunity. Do you hit up a fast food restaurant? Are there certain places in certain towns that you make sure that you hit up?
It's a lot of pasta for the guys on their game days. We change that up, and we'll have some chicken and rice meals once they start getting bored with their pastas. But it's and then usually if we're traveling home on a Saturday night, we're trying to pick out a local pizza place. So it's but during the week, like the game days are always based around their pastas or their chicken and rice and everything that way. So lots of carbs for the boys, and the coaches try to find the salads.
Very good. Well, we've been joined by head coach and general manager Pat Mikisch with the Green Bay Gamblers. They will, of course, be playing the Chicago Steel this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and then they play them on Wednesday for that traditional Thanksgiving Eve start. You'll be able to catch Saturday's and Wednesday's game on 104.1 WRLU and NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. Coach, as always, we thank you for the time.
Thanks, Tim.
I'm Tim Coles reporting for the New Radio Sports Network.